What is the Illuminative Way? I'm Mike Mason. This is the Immortal Kombat Podcast. The Immortal Kombat Podcast is the podcast arm of Viri Christi. Viri Christi is a Catholic lay apostolate devoted to help young men attain the full stature of Christ by growing strong in mind, body, and spirit. If you'd like to learn more about our work, you can check us out online at virichristi.com. All right, gentlemen, this is the Intro to Spiritual Theology, episode 18. I hope you guys are doing well. This month, we are going to turn our attention to the Illuminative Way. So last month, we discussed the first of the three ways of the interior life, namely the purgative way. As we discovered, the purgative way is the first stage on the path to holiness. Now, we talked about the nature and purpose of the purgative way. We defined what it was to be a beginner. And finally, we discussed the first and most important task for beginners in the spiritual life, which is practicing penance and mortification, right? Turning from our sins. All right. This week, we're going to introduce the second of the three ways of the interior life, namely the illuminative way. Now, in the illuminative way, the soul must be adorned with Christian virtue, okay? So we're going to discuss this week to introduce this aspect of this part of the three ways of the interior life. We're going to discuss the nature of the illuminative way, the two classes of souls at this stage, and then finally, we'll talk about the program that is to follow, which we will be discussing at length for the rest of the month. So that's the plan of attack. All right, let's start with what St. Paul says about the illuminative way in Scripture. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, St. Paul says, "Be an imitator of me as I am of Christ." Okay, so the first note I want you guys to put in the back of your mind, what it means to be in the illuminative way is to be an imitator of Jesus Christ. So that's what St. Paul's saying here. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, St. Paul says, "Brethren, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature be thus minded. And if in anything you are otherwise minded, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Brethren, join in imitating me and mark those who so live as you have an example in us." Okay. So notice here, St. Paul says, right, he's pressing on towards the goal for the prize and the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He says, those of us who are mature need to do what? Imitate Jesus Christ. Okay. So the imitating Christ, now St. Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. But the idea is that we are imitating Christ. So what is the illuminative way? Adolf Tankery says the illuminative way is thus named because the great aim of the soul is now imitation, the following of Christ by the positive exercise of the Christian virtues. Okay. Now, maybe the best way to understand this is the difference between a negative, okay, and the positive aspect of our spiritual lives. Now, when I mean negative here, I don't mean negative like bad or anything like that. The main difference, so the purgative way is kind of like the negative way. The main difference between the purgative and illuminative way is that when you're a beginner in the spiritual life, you're struggling against sin and its causes, okay? So sin and its causes. So that's what we talked about last month. And that's what I mean by negative. You're focusing a lot on what you shouldn't be doing, right? You're saying this sin I'm not going to commit anymore. I'm not going to put myself in this places. I'm going to identify those triggers that lead me to sin. I'm going to practice penance to pay the price for the sins I've already committed, practice mortification to fortify myself against committing these sins in the future. That's what I mean by negative. Not bad, but it's a lot of like throwing off the old self, okay? Now, in the illuminative way, okay, it's more positive. What I mean by that is this. A soul that is in progress, we still are going to practice penance and mortifications. You don't stop doing those things, okay? But the difference is now we are struggling to become more like our Lord Jesus Christ. We're striving to acquire the virtues which he possesses. And that's what I mean by positive, is you're trying to add something onto your life. So the focus isn't so much on what I'm not doing, because hopefully at this point, you've kind of cut the ties to a lot of those things. Now, how can I acquire virtue? All right, that's what the illuminative way is. So imitation and adorning ourselves with virtues. That's the idea. Okay. Now at this level, there are two classes of souls. So if you could gather all the people in the Illuminative Way into a room, okay, there'd be two basic classes where all these souls would fit into. One would be a devout soul. Second would be a fervent soul. Now, whether devout or fervent, a person at this stage is making progress. Okay, they're doing well in their spiritual life. They're definitely making progress. They're growing. They're becoming more like our Lord. They're experiencing the freedom of the Christian life very profoundly. Both are doing great, okay? But the devout and fervent souls have some differences too that it's important to note. Now, a devout person has a good will, okay? So they want to do what Christ wants them to do. They are ambitious about doing good, and they attempt to avoid deliberate faults, okay? That's awesome. What do they lack? They lack constancy, okay? So they advance pretty slow. They also need to cultivate the virtues of fortitude and humility because they lack those. Okay. So a person, a devout soul, has a good will, they're ambitious, those are all great. They tend to rely too much on their own strength, and so they fail. So they need to cultivate humility to say, I can't do this, God has to do this. Okay. Second, a devout soul, someone who's going to continue to make progress, but their progress is slow because they are inconsistent in their practicing of the virtues and the different disciplines of the interior life, okay? So they need fortitude, that day in and day out struggle, take up the cross and follow me type constancy, because that's what's holding in the back. A fervent soul, on the other hand, is humble. So where the devout person needs to work on humility, the fervent soul is humble, and he's more generous. He gives himself more fully to our Lord. A fervent soul has distrust of themselves, right? So they don't lean on their own power and strength. They rely on God. They have confidence in God that he will give them the graces they need. And they're more energetic and constant in practicing virtue. So they don't have the ups and downs. So as I'm recording this, this is the early January. A lot of people are going to make New Year's resolutions, right? A lot of people will keep them through January. But I heard a statistic this week that someone said 80% of people don't keep their resolution by February 1st. Okay, so only 20% do keep it for the full year. That's a kind of a good indication of where kind of how the point I'm trying to make here is a devout soul would fit into that 80% that's really inconsistent. The fervent soul would be in that 20% who sticks it out. Okay. Now, what is a fervent soul missing? They've got to be missing something because they're not a saint yet. Okay. What they're missing is the virtue they've acquired has not been solidified through difficult trials. Excuse me. And okay, they need to detach themselves to whatever hinders them from being fully united to God. So at this level, okay, trials that God sends on our path are going to help us to grow. So God may permit difficulties in our lives to help us grow. Second, there are some things that are not sinful, but still need to go. Okay. So in the purgative way, we're focusing on getting rid of mortal and venial sins, you know, shedding those off in order to remain in a state of grace and to grow. At this level, there might even be things that are good, not sinful at all, that also need to be set aside. So a fervent soul still has work to do in those regards. Okay. All right.